Gamma releases industry sales and deliveries for 2011. Piper bucked the trend with its 2011 numbers. And Skycatchers will no longer be assembled in Wichita. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. A year ago, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association said that signs of economic recovery were evident and boded well for general aviation. But apparently, the economic groundhog saw his shadow. Worldwide shipments of GA aircraft were down again in 2011. Gamma announced 2011 worldwide shipment and billing figures yesterday for general aviation airplanes. Piston, turboprop, and business jets all down. Total shipments were down 3.5% to 1,865 planes. Those planes were, however, on average, more expensive than the ones sold the previous year, causing total billings to rise 0.4% to $19.1 billion. Gamma's 2012 chairman, Caroline Daniels, notes, quote, "Shipments declined in all three industry segments from the previous year, but the declines reached single digits, which indicates general aviation is reaching the trough in this cycle. A majority of the market fundamentals are moving in the right direction. Like last year, our greatest concern remains the lack of financing. Latent demand in the market exists, and an ease in the credit markets could help boost our industry into positive growth once again," unquote. Starting this year, Gamma's annual figures will also include rotorcraft billings and deliveries. Piper Aircraft reports that it ended 2011 with new aircraft sales of $131.2 million, up more than 9% from a year ago. The increase was led by Piper's single-engine Meridian turboprop, with 32 delivered in 2011, compared with 25 in 2010. Fourth quarter revenue from new aircraft sales was $38.7 million and included 8 new Meridian sales in the U.S. and 1 abroad. Total aircraft deliveries were 136, compared with 160 the previous year, but up more than 50% from 2009. The news wasn't all good for Piper in 2011. In October, the company suspended its Altair jet program, resulting in the layoffs of 150 employees at Vero Beach, Florida. Earlier in the year, it dropped the Piper Sport LSA from its lineup. The final assembly for Cessna's Skycatcher LSA is being moved from Yingling Aviation in Wichita to Cessna's single-engine plant in Independence, Kansas. Cessna says it's consolidating single-engine operations to improve efficiency and that it has nothing to do with the quality of work at Yingling, where the change will result in the loss of 6 jobs. Still ahead, the Air Force has figured out why that F-16 overran the runway at Oshkosh. Noisy jets will have to be modified or be grounded in the U.S. And a congressman criticizes a NASA boondoggle. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 23rd. I'm Paul Platt. The U.S. Air Force has concluded its investigation into last summer's incident at EAA Air Venture, in which an F-16 overran runway 36 and headed 300 feet off into the grass. The report says the jet's environmental control system caused fogging that obscured the pilot's vision and resisted his efforts to clear the canopy. The report adds, quote, "He was extremely concerned about the crowds to the left of the runway along with the other planes. He focused on maintaining control and ruled out ejecting as an option in order to guide the plane safely. Clearly, his attention was centered on completing a safe landing," unquote. Damage to the plane is estimated at $5.4 million. The unidentified pilot was assigned to the 100th Fighter Squadron, 187th Fighter Wing, based in Alabama. The Long-Term FAA Reauthorization Act requires operators of aircraft which meet FAA Stage 2 noise level standards to modify their aircraft to meet Stage 3 limits by the end of 2015. The only exceptions allow temporary operations related to moving aircraft for modification or sale. Bob Bogan, Deputy Executive Director at Morristown Municipal Airport in New York, explains, quote, "Managers of airports located in congested metropolitan areas across the country wanted Congress to help us respond to the concerns of our neighbors," unquote. There are an estimated 850 older Stage 2 aircraft that would be affected by the change. If they're not modified to meet Stage 3 standards by the end of 2015, they can no longer be flown in U.S. airspace. And finally today, California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who sits on the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, issued a statement Wednesday strongly critical of the 2013 NASA budget proposed by President Obama. A particular sticking point is continued funding of the SLS Titanic, a monster rocket based on 40-year-old space shuttle technology, in an attempt to recapture the glory days of the Apollo Saturn V. NASA says the rocket won't be ready to take astronauts to an asteroid until 2028, after spending $130 billion on the mission. The agency found it could accomplish the same mission with existing vehicles 4 years earlier at less than half that cost. Rohrabacher observes, quote, "If I had someone come to me and say they wanted to spend well over $100 billion when they knew the task could be done more quickly and less expensively, I'd say, you're fired," unquote. Well, Dana, it won't be completely your decision, but November is coming. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.